Thanks for joining us for another awesome message from C3 Church Toronto. Our heart is that these podcasts would be a tool that helps you connect to God. If you need more info on our church, check out our website at www.c3toronto.com. Now grab a coffee and prepare your heart for a powerful word from God.
Amazing. I'm so happy to be here. My name's Chrissy. I'm part of the team here. And I'm pumped to be at the East Campus because, look at this. So vocal. I hear that the East Campus is the most vocal campus that we have, right? Amazing. And you know, we are kicking off a brand new series today. I get the privilege of kicking off a series, and it's called Know Thy Voice. It's called Know Thy Voice. And one of the greatest things about being in relationship with Jesus is that it's not a one-way street. That it's actually two-sided. That it isn't like he's just on the other side not saying anything, but he actually wants to be in relationship. That we get to discover all about his character and about who he is, but in turn, he also speaks to us and he tells us, he gives us direction and he shows us his love. And you might be sitting here in this room this morning and you might be thinking, wow, Chrissy, I've never heard God's voice before. What does it sound like? What would he say to me? How do I hear God's voice? How do I know that it's God and not me, right? Anyone ever thought that before? Well, you are in good company because we've all thought that before. And so I love that we're spending the whole month on this series because this is such a vital part of your relationship with God, is making it a two-way relationship, making it something that he's walking with you and that you're getting something out of it. Because relationships aren't actually very fun if you can't hear the other person, right? It doesn't make it a good conversation if it's only one-sided. And so just because you can't hear someone speaking, though, it doesn't mean they aren't speaking. It means that sometimes we need to tune our ears to hear them, that you need to learn the other person and how they speak. In fact, that's like a part of a new relationship, is getting to know what the other person means when they say something and getting to know their rhythms and how they speak. And in Proverbs 2, verse 1 to 3, it says, "My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Tune your ear." How cool is that? But that's like actually in the Bible that he's like, hey, you're going to need to tune your ear. You're going to need to get used to hearing me. And that when God speaks, his voice partners with understanding. That it actually isn't just, you can't just hear it. You have to then ask for understanding. You have to then seek out, what does that mean? What does that mean when he speaks? Which means you need, what you hear needs to line up with the word of God and with his character. And, you know, let me break it down a little bit for you. Like, you could say, God wants me to prosper in my business. And you know what? That's true. That's true. But if you were to say, hey, I heard from God and he wants me to prosper in my business, and the way that he wants me to do it is just by fudging a couple of figures on my end of year tax return, you know, or not reporting something. Just like, but that's, you know, I've heard from God and that's what I think he's telling me to do. But if you were to line that up with his character, that would tell you that he wants us to be integrous and that he's a God of integrity. And so I would say maybe you didn't quite hear from God on that because it doesn't line up with his word or with his character. And so there are people who hear from God, but they aren't getting understanding from his word. And so they're taking it on face value or what you think or perceive that you hear, right? And when you don't line it up with his word or even his character, you can make really silly decisions because God told me to, right? I know because we've all been there. And we as a church want you to know how to actually hear from God so that you're lining it up with truth and that you're making decisions that are actually going to benefit you and be good for you. We want you to be thriving in life and in your relationship with God. And so this morning, why don't you turn in your Bibles to John 10. To John 10. You know, I love this story. I love this passage of scripture. I actually spent most of the summer kind of just camped out there and going over it because I love that Jesus talks in stories. Because I'm a creative, I like stories, I like getting visuals, right? I find that really easy to understand. And so Jesus is telling a story to his disciples about how to follow him and how to hear his voice. And so we're going to pick this up in verse 2. And it says this, "The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and they come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Do you know that's just a tiny part of this story, and there's already so much in it. There's already so much in it because Jesus is the good shepherd. In fact, he's the great shepherd. I want to upgrade that a little bit. And the best way to tune your ear to his voice is to understand the fruit that is produced when he speaks, right? So point one, his voice gathers. The very first thing I noticed when I read this passage is that when he speaks, the sheep come. The sheep gather. They come running and they gather because they recognize and they identify his voice. He isn't speaking to each individual sheep. He isn't saying, all right, one at a time, let's call you out individually. No, he's actually saying, hey, one voice and then you'll all gather. And you know what that's a picture of? It's a picture of the church. It's a picture of the church because he's not speaking to every individual thing saying, how exhausting would that be? And not only that, but you'd probably mishear it. He's like, I only want to speak once and then you'll gather together. And that's what we do on Sundays. That's what we do on Sundays. That we gather to hear his voice through the shepherd, who are amazing pastors, Pastor Sam and Jess and Pastor Greg and Vanessa. They're the shepherds that he's placed over this house. And so we gather, and when we gather, we hear his voice. You'll hear his voice when you gather. Thanks, Pastor Sam. Look at this. All this encouragement from down the front. It's awesome. In fact, you need to gather often to recognize his voice. Because if you don't gather often, you won't recognize it, right? Have you ever, I don't know about you, but when I call my relatives, you know, extended relatives, like it's not that often. And so when you call them, so my grandma's really cute, but she'll be like, is that you, Chrissy? Because it's been a little bit. And she's not 100% sure if she's heard my voice or if it's actually me. And I wonder how many times we do that with God. That they were like, is that you, God? Are you sure like that's your voice? Because we're not gathering regularly. You know, when we say we want you to come to church every week, that we want you to be in the house of God every week, it's not because we need to fill seats. It's because we actually want to benefit you and position you in a place where you'll hear God's voice and that you can learn to hear it and identify it so you know when he speaks. Do you know that there are actually very few instances in the Bible where Jesus speaks without others present? There's very few instances. Most of his ministry was done in the context of a gathering. One voice. One voice. You know, I believe in the local church. I do. I love the local church. I believe in it. I believe that God appoints shepherds to be able to be the mouthpiece for him. I believe that that Pastor Sam and Jess have been appointed. Do you know that what I love about C3 is that this isn't, we're a movement of churches. We're a family of churches. And there's over 600 churches all around the world. And what I love is that it isn't just random people going out and starting a church. I love because I believe that when there's real leadership that God appoints, he anoints and he sends. And that's what I love about C3 is that Pastor Sam and Jess didn't just decide to go and plant a church. They actually were serving at C3 Calgary. They were appointed, then they were anointed, and then they were sent because they are meant to be in Toronto to be able to reach this city. That Pastor Greg and Vanessa were anointed and appointed for this specific campus, for this specific time. And I love that because it gives me a lot of confidence knowing that when they speak, it's actually God speaking through them because they're under authority. You know, I've always found the most powerful moments of hearing God's voice for me have just been at church. It's been through showing up every week. It's just been through turning up. That whether it was through a message or through responding to an altar call or stepping out, that God's speaking. And I believe that God's speaking today, that he's speaking to you already. Some of you may have already had some kind of unction. Maybe some of you are going to have that as this message continues, that you know, the biggest moments of breakthrough in my life have just come from showing up. I hear his voice the most clearly when I'm in a place where understanding is present. His house houses understanding. His church houses understanding. Do you know in this church we prioritize biblical teaching because we know that God speaks through His word? There will never be a Sunday where this Bible is not open in this house because we know that that's how God speaks. And that doesn't mean you'll never hear His voice outside of church. It doesn't, but His voice isn't designed to speak in isolation. In fact, the enemy isolates. That's his thing. The enemy scatters. Do you know that the sheep are the most vulnerable when they're scattered? When they're out there, because do you know why? Because other voices can come in and try and lead them away. You know, the most powerful position you could put yourself in is in the gathering of church every Sunday, because you are protected, that you are under the covering of a shepherd, and that you will hear His voice so clearly. You know, if you're hearing God speaking to you and pulling you away from the local church, that's a great indicator that maybe it's not the voice of God. Because the voice of God will always gather you into community. It'll always gather you under one voice, not away from it. So if you want to remain in earshot of the shepherd, remain in His house and get planted. And if this isn't your local church, then that's cool. But get planted in a local church. But hey, if you're checking it out and you think maybe this could be the place, then just jump all in. Just jump all in and just let your roots go down deep. Because if all you do is seek God on your own, you're not gaining a full understanding of who He is. So that when He speaks, you're actually not getting the full picture. His voice will gather, so go where it's gathering. Do you know we have all in this Thursday night? No, I don't know if you heard me. Is this my con? We have all in this Thursday night. And you may be thinking, well, Chrissy, that's for the team. No, it's not. It's for everyone. It's for anyone who wants to position themselves to be hearing God's voice. And so maybe you need to be on team. Maybe that's something that you're feeling like God's speaking to you about and you just haven't quite jumped in yet. That could be your next step. And so come along to All In, because again, we're not looking to fill a building. We're not looking to fill seats. We're looking to position you for growth. We're looking to position you to go to greener pastures, to be able to be getting all that God wants for you. So if regular church attendance has been something that you just maybe haven't seen as necessarily important, let me encourage you this morning that regular attendance is such a huge aspect of hearing from God. It's such a huge aspect. So make a decision this morning to place importance on it. Importance on being here every week. Because being here is where you'll position yourself to recognize His voice. Point two, His voice leads. In verse 3, it says, He calls His own sheep by name and He leads them out. After He's gathered His own flock, He walks ahead of them and they follow Him because they know His voice. I love this. Once He gathers them, He walks ahead of them because they know His voice, which means He's speaking. So they're following His voice. God's voice will lead you and call you out to go further than you ever thought were possible. That's what His voice does. And how does He do that? He does it through the shepherd. He does it through leaders. Just got quiet in here. God's intention for you, His sheep, is that you be led and fed, right? Led and fed. We get fed through His word. We get fed as part of gathering, as part of coming in. But we get led through serving. We get led through serving and coming under leadership. We get led through submission. And I know you might be like, that's not a popular word. And maybe it's not, but I am so grateful for submission. I am so grateful for understanding the power of submission. I'm grateful for leaders in my world that have been able to speak God's word into it, who have been able to confirm God's word and God's voice in my life. The reason that God has leaders in place for us is because if it was just all on you to decipher whether it's the word of God or the voice of God in your life, do you know what? We'd probably hear it wrong. Because you hear naturally what is comfortable, what you want to align with, what the outcome that you're looking for. You know, it's really easy to hear convenience. But what God's actually saying, He puts leaders in your world to confirm words so that it's not all on you. And I don't know about you, but that takes the pressure off quite a bit. You know, no one wants to get uncomfortable, but sometimes the path that God chooses to lead us, we're always looking for shortcuts so we can see. You know, you always want to go where you can see the ending, but the shepherd, when he's leading the sheep, they don't know where they're going. But he knows, and he's looking at the shortcut that the sheep may want to go, and he's saying, there's danger there. No, if you go that way, this is going to happen. Because he's the expert, right? And he wants the sheep to arrive like healthy and whole. And so he's looking at it saying, no, we're going to go this way. And it may look a little bit strange and it may not necessarily align with what you thought would happen, but we're going to get to even greener pasture that you can't see yet. That's the job of the shepherd. And that's the job of leaders that are in our world. Do you know, God always wants more for you. I've never made a big life decision without confirming it or connecting with a leader. Never. Because I want to make sure that there's none of me in there. I want to make sure that even if I'm sure that I've heard from God, I just want to confirm it to make sure that there's no Chrissy in there. Because, you know, I'd like a good shortcut. I want to get there quickly. I don't want to have to go the long way if I don't need to. And I remember one time in Sydney, I felt like I'd heard from God about changing my position on staff at C3. And so I was like, I was working with our music director because I was serving on the worship team. And I thought, hey, this would be really great if I just work full time for the worship team. This would be like, I think this is a God thing. And I prayed about it and I was 100% sure that it was. And all the doors seemed to be opening. Our worship pastor was like, yes, this is great. Like, this is going to be really good. I think you should do this. And so we put together this big proposal and I was praying about it. I was like, nope, God's told me this. This is the plan. This is how it's going to happen. And we walked into our leader's office, both of us, and we slid it across the table and we said, here's our plan. This is what we think that my next move should be. And do you know what they did? They turned around and they said, that's great, slid it back to us. And they're like, but this is the plan that we have for you. And they're like, we've been praying about it. We've heard from God about it. And this is what we think that both of your roles should change and that you guys should take on all of creative. And my instant thought was, oh, no. No, because that's not the plan. And that sounds a lot harder. That sounds like a lot more work. That doesn't sound like I'm just going to be focusing on worship. That sounds like you're changing everything. And I don't know about this. And so I went and they're like, take the night, go away, pray about it, come back to us tomorrow and let us know. But this is the offer. And I remember going home like going, God, no, this is not like this. We had an agreement. Like, this is what I heard from you. And this is a different plan. Like, what? What? I mean, it's okay. God can handle that. And I just felt, but you know what? I felt such a peace about it. And I was like, you know what? If this is what my leaders want me to do, then who am I to say no? Who am I to say, no, that's not what God's saying. God's not speaking to you. He's speaking to me. I'm like, no, come on. Your leaders are put in place because they have godly authority and they have godly appointment. And so I went back in and we took that job. And in hindsight, looking back, that ended up being a dream job. In hindsight, looking back, that actually led me in a direction that I never would have imagined going, to the point that it led me to green pastures like Toronto that wouldn't have ever happened if I didn't take that job. And so learning how to submit and come under submission for your leaders is so important. And here's the thing. It wasn't that my idea was a bad idea. It wasn't. It lined up with God's character. It was like I was gathering in church. It was part of like all of that. But that's why you need leaders in your world, because you need accountability. That's another big part of it. And I flipping love our church. I love C3 Toronto. And you may be like, Chrissy, enough already. You've just been going on about how much you love the church. But you have to. No, I don't. I choose to. I choose to love our church. Because you know what? I actually feel the smile of heaven when I start bragging about the church. When I start saying about how awesome is this place. When I start saying how grateful I am for Pastor Sam and Pastor Jess. When I say how grateful I am for our campus pastors. When I say how grateful I am for godly teaching. When I say how grateful I am for these buildings that we get to be in. When I say how grateful I am for the incredible worship that we have in this house. Do you know why I feel God smiling? Because he's like, that's my church. That's my bride. And I would say, when's the last time that you actually got a bit passionate and grateful about the church? Because it's super easy to complain. It's super easy to find fault with things. But we actually, when we start seeing how great things are, when we start loving it and loving leadership and loving everything that comes along with it, there's just such a smile from God on all of that. You know, we do have like the best staff team, the best volunteer team leaders on the planet. On the planet. Landon and Steph Metcalf. Oh my goodness. You guys are incredible. Seriously incredible. Do you know, like, they're volunteer on our team, and most of what Steph does is unseen. Most of it, no one would even know what she does, but she does it anyway because she doesn't need to be recognized. Landon is on our worship team and on our creative team, and both of them together run alpha groups, they run connect groups, they pastor people, and a lot of it's just done in secret. A lot of it's just done behind the scenes. But Landon, a few weeks ago, just because he wanted to, decided to put on a worship night for our worship team that was just about worshiping God. That was just because he was like, I really want to worship because I want to know how to lead people into his presence on Sunday so that we can be ready when you walk in here on a Sunday that we're ready to take you into his presence. And you know, I love that because that tells me that they have a pastor's heart, that they have a shepherd's heart. Because the shepherd, here's what the shepherd does. The shepherd quite literally lays down his life for the sheep. In fact, when you read into the story and when you read into how shepherds used to look after their flock, a true shepherd would lay across the one entrance. He would lay his body right across the entrance so that anything that would try and come in and harm the sheep would have to pass by him first. And you know, when I look at our team, when I look at our volunteers, when I look at our pastors, that's exactly what they do. That they're like, no, you got to come through me to get to them. And so put yourself in a gathering, put yourself under godly leadership. It would be smart to get under Landon and Steph. It would be smart to put yourself under Josh and Sarah Sam, under all these incredible leaders, Ingrid Kim, that we have in this place. It would be smart to get underneath them and submit to them. The main purpose of the shepherd is to lead the sheep to green pasture and keep them safe on the way. Do you know how we do that here? We give you the opportunity to jump on team. It's an opportunity. And you'll hear his voice through leadership. That's another way that you'll hear his voice. Teams are the best place in our church for that to happen. And you know what? It's actually the easiest. It's the easiest place is to jump on team. I get really worried when people are saying that they're hearing words from God all the time, but they aren't accountable to anyone. Do you know what? I get worried for them. Because they are putting action to something that God created to have accountability around. That God created it to be accountable. So if you're in this church and this is home, jump on team. Jump on team. Not because we need you, although we are starting a North Campus soon. So, hey, there are lots of opportunities for you to serve. But jump on team because Pastor Sam teaches this all the time. We don't use people to build the church. We use the church to build people. And you will be built. You will be stretched. You will be enlarged. You will be taken to green pasture if you jump on team and submit to godly leadership. But here's the thing. Don't just put yourself there. Don't just position yourself there. Make a decision that even if you don't agree, even if it hurts a little bit, that you're going to submit to it along the way. Do you know, I feel so covered in this church. Because I'm submitted under leadership, that I feel so safe, that there is something so, like, that makes you feel so safe about being under people, that you know that I'm not going to be left isolated, I'm not going to be left alone, that I'm not going to be left hurting, because I have leaders that love me, I have leaders that I can submit to, that even if I don't always agree with it, that I'm choosing to make sure that I'm never doing life alone. So get yourself on a team, submit to godly leadership. Point three, his voice is love. God isn't full of love. He is love. He is love. He is the embodiment of love. 1 John 4:8 says, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In John 10 verse 9, if you were to skip down in the story, it says, yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to kill and destroy, but my purpose is to give them a rich and a satisfying life. Another version says, I have come that they may have life that they may have life in abundance. Do you know that right there is the picture of the shepherd's heart? It's the picture of the heart of God, that He wants you to have a rich and a satisfying life. You know, abundant life isn't an easy and comfortable life, which I think we often mistake it for. Abundant life is a life of satisfaction and contentment that we find only in Jesus. The shepherd's purpose is for you to experience life to the full. So when He speaks, it is loaded with love. But it's often loaded with correction and direction, because that's how He trains us. I think sometimes we've confused that. We think that if we're being corrected, then that can't be God. Or we think that if we don't agree with what's being said or what you're thinking God's voice is, that, well, that can't be God's voice because I don't agree with that. Or if it's not the answer. But the Bible says that the training and correction is evidence of His love. Hebrews 12 verse 6 says, "For the Lord's training of your life is the evidence of His faithful love. And when He draws you to Himself, it proves that you are His delightful child." The shepherd would always correct sheep for their benefit because it would keep them out of danger. It was never to hurt them. It was always to lead them and make sure that they make it safely. When you understand the purpose is for growth and to bring life, then it makes correction just that little bit easier to swallow. Not easy, but easier. You know, I can't even count the amount of times that I've been corrected, just being in church or being on a church staff. Literally, it's countless. And every time it requires you to just stop and just humble yourself and realize that the correction's coming from a place of love and that it's an opportunity for growth. All of my preaching stories have come out of moments of correction and growth. You know, they've all come out of moments of pain. And some of those probably could have been avoided if I had listened to leadership or if I had listened to godly voices that were in my life. You know, but sometimes God uses leaders to adjust you. And maybe that's an attitude adjustment. Maybe that's something that's standing out that you need to work on. Maybe it's sticking something out when you don't really want to. Maybe it's stepping out when you don't want to go. Maybe it's forgiving someone or it's letting offense go. Whatever it is that God's asking you to do, it's for your benefit. It's for your benefit so that you may live life to the full. And there might be people today that have struggled with what God's asking you to do, that you might have heard a voice, and maybe it's through a leader that you know that you need to do something. There's an action point for you, whether it is forgiving someone, whether it is letting something go, whether you need to actually take action. Then this morning, I believe that you're going to walk out of here and do it. That there's things that God's actually coming, those little thoughts that are coming up in your head, that's God speaking. That's Him saying, hey, here's your little nudge. This is what you need to do. So write it down. And then when you walk out of here today, take action. There are going to be people here today that are making a decision to prioritize just being here every single week. Just positioning yourself to hear from God every single week. There are people here today who are going to make a decision to join a team. That maybe you've been full of excuses or full of reasons why you can't. But today you're going to find reasons why you can. Today you're going to realize the importance of coming under leadership, of stepping out on a team and actually serving. And so you're going to be at All In this week. You're going to be at All In this week. Or you're going to visit the Welcome Spot or Next Steps and you're going to say, hey, I don't know what I can do yet, but I want to jump on team. I want to get myself under leadership. Whatever it is, it's your move. Get to know God's voice by gathering in church, by allowing yourself to be led, and by accepting His love in whatever form that chooses to come. And this morning, maybe you've never even considered that a relationship with God like that was possible, that you always thought it was just a one-way thing. You didn't realize that He wanted to be actually walking with you, that you always had this thought like, I'm alone. I'm alone. I'm all by myself. I don't have anyone to do life with. But this morning, God's like, hey, I'm here and I want to walk with you. I want to do life with you. And so I would love to make that introduction. I would love to help you start that relationship with Jesus this morning. And so with every head bowed, every eye closed, all across this place, I'm going to ask a question to three types of people. And the first person is, if you have never had a relationship with Jesus. That when I just said the thought of being alone, you're like, that's me. But I want to do life with Jesus. I want to have someone walking with me. I don't want to feel alone anymore. I want to be in a relationship with a God who wants the best for me. Then in a moment, I'm going to get you to raise your hand. The second person is, if you've had relationship and maybe that relationship is a bit stagnant. Maybe there's been no life to it. Maybe you've walked away. Whatever it is, you just know this morning that you need to come home, that you need to return, that you need to breathe life back into that relationship. Then in a moment, I'm going to get you to raise your hand. And the third person is, if you just need an assurance that you're in relationship with God, you just need an assurance that heaven would be your home, that you're just not sure, that you just question whether you're really in relationship with Him, then in a moment, I'm going to get you to raise your hand. So those three people are, if you've never had a relationship with Jesus, but this morning you're saying, Chrissy, I want that. Or if you've been away, but you're coming home. Or if you just need an assurance, right now, I just want you to lift your hands all across this place.